1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Catherine Wilkerson and Debbie Williams. Big activities for the Kiwanis Club and for the community coming up on Sunday.
Coming up this Sunday. Debbie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for letting us be here this morning to talk about Kiwanis.
Yeah, thanks for giving us some time. Catherine, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to both of you. And a happy Sunday is coming here as well. Debbie, let's talk about what exactly is going to be taking place Sunday afternoon.
Well, we hope the weather cooperates for sure, but we have a centennial project that we're wrapping up. When we began our club year for Kiwanis in 2022-2023, we look forward to celebrating our 100th year of service to the children of Emporia. And we thought, what can we do to give back to the community, as our club has always done? And so we decided on a shelter house. And we worked for the last 2 years to raise the funds. And finally, it's completed, and we want to show it off a little bit on Sunday.
So how does that new shelter house look out there, Catherine?
Oh, my gosh. It is absolutely amazing. We're so excited to have had such amazing partners to make this happen and provide this resource to our community and the families so they can experience the splash pad and have some shade as well.
Yeah, that splash pad out at Peter Pan Park. Well, if you want to mention your sponsors, Catherine, go ahead.
Yeah, so we have a list of some awesome people that really made this happen, and we can't express enough thanks to them. And so we had Renzenhaus, I'm sorry, MRSK Buildings, Mark II, Fanistel Meats, Dale Parks Concrete and Construction, Eddie Yoder Family, John and Claudia Kretzinger, Dwayne and Kathy Coble, Miller Financial Group, Rex and Debbie Williams, and Joe and Mary Ellen Lozier. And then we had a lot of community members also donate to help make this happen as well. So the list is very long.
Boy, that's got to make you feel good, Debbie, not only with the fact that, you know, many hands make light work, but also many hands means a lot of support in a lot of different areas.
Oh, certainly. I mean, we're very grateful to all of our donors. People just ask, what can we do? And they just stepped up and made it happen.
All right, so yeah, and it's been utilized too. The splash pad has been a very busy place here with all the heat we've had this spring and summer. Yeah. So what a great time to get that new shelter house out there right by the splash pad at Peter Pan Park, courtesy of the Emporia Kiwanis Club. Well, Debbie, let's talk about what's going to be happening this Sunday.
Yes, so we thought, you know, what can we do to get the shelter house started off right? We want it to be a venue for decades of fun and family gatherings, and so this Sunday from 2 to 4 or whenever our supplies run out, we're going to host an ice cream and freeze pop giveaway, and then we also have some water toys that the kids can play with in the splash pad, and we do have some leftover t-shirts. We did is our splash pad open yet fundraiser with t-shirts to raise money, and so we have a few of those that we're going to give away.
Catherine, if you don't mind me asking, what was it about the shelter house that struck you as the project that A, needed to take place, and B, was the one that you really needed to focus that centennial effort on?
Yeah, there's a longstanding tradition with the Kiwanis Club and building shelter houses. You know, there's multiple in our community, and really I think it stands for a lot of what we find important, you know, and that's serving the children of our community and their families. And so having a place where, you know, the whole family can enjoy time, I think is really important to our club and to the donors that helped make it happen. So it really just made perfect sense to add this for our centennial project and, you know, continue building. That area with the splash pad is somewhere that's really great for families. And so this just is the perfect addition for it, we think.
Plenty of families are out there. That is for sure, as that splash pad is a very popular place in Peter Pan Park. So a great idea. And good to see that it's now completed and being used by many. So the community is invited to take part in the outstanding ice cream social coming up 2 until 4 this Sunday at Peter Pan Park with the Emporia Kiwanis Club as they commemorate serving the community for 100 years. Anything else we need to add here, Debbie?
No, we just would love to see everyone out. Hopefully the rain will hold off and we'll have a fantastic time on Sunday.
Well, thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for helping to get the word out about what Kiwanis does and about this event on Sunday.
Yeah, just let us know how we can help. Debbie, thanks. Catherine, good to talk to you.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
And Debbie Williams, Catherine Wilkerson with the Emporia Kiwanis Club, the Ice Cream Social, to thank the community as the new shelter house is complete in Peter Pan Park. Chuck?
Yeah, and it's ready for you to enjoy. And the way the forecast reads, you might be needing that coming up on Sunday. Did want to let you know that next week's schedule is filling up here pretty quickly as far as our interviews are concerned, but we do have a couple of spots in the 7:20 hour. We also have a couple of spots in the 8:40 time slot, specifically for the back part.